Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele for December numero dos. First things first, we have the Eastern Sierra Interpretive Association, or ESIA, has hired two climbing rangers to patrol the increasingly popular climbing and bouldering areas in the Bishop area. This is the third year of the program. Climbing in the Eastern Sierra is an interagency activity, so the climbing rangers are supported by numerous partners: the Bishop Area Climbers Coalition, Bishop Area of Chamber of Commerce, the Friends of the Inyo, Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, the Bureau of Land Management, the Bishop Field Office, and the Inyo National Forest. The rangers will be focused on the Tablelands, Happies and Sads, the Buttermilks, Pine Creek, the Gorge, and Upper Gorge, and the Druids. One of the main goals for the rangers is to provide education to climbers about where to park and camp, leave no trace principles, and climbing etiquette. Events like climber coffees will help develop a community forum for climbers in the area. The climbing rangers will also track visitor use patterns, including documenting parking and camping uses and tracking changes. Lastly, the rangers will oversee restoration and stewardship activities such as campsite cleanup, trail delineation, educational signage, planting native plants in heavily used areas, etc. They will help coordinate volunteer events and look to remedy issues such as off-road travel and otherwise recommend long-term solutions to increasing use patterns. The rangers, starting with Timothy Golden. Tim is excited to encourage responsible and respectful use of nature and cultural landscapes. Tim is the co-founder and former director of special projects for the Bishop Area Climbers Coalition, and so very familiar with the realities of climbing usage in Bishop. With BACC, Tim completed the economic impact of climbing study for the Bishop Area in partnership with Eastern Kentucky University. During the data collection process of the study, he worked with the climbing rangers to collect car counts and other relevant use data. He worked with a team of local climber volunteers to survey visitor climbing. Tim led numerous projects with the BACC, including a digital event series to benefit a local area nonprofit to organize the first coalition meeting with LADWP and a follow-up proposal intent on building a long-term relationship. Tim was president of the Bay Area Climbers Coalition. In that role, he supported the organization and execution of numerous stewardship projects, which included organizing volunteer teams in trail building, graffiti removal, and re-bolting. Tim is a member of Inyo County Search and Rescue. And Savannah Dagger. Savannah grew up in Yosemite National Park, where she learned to place a high value on understanding the intertwined relationship between outdoor recreation and environmental stewardship. She earned a BS in Environmental Education and Interpretation, where she gained the skills to promote and facilitate environmental stewardship projects, connect visitors to resources, and provide high-quality interpretive programs. As a passionate climber and naturalist, the Eastern Sierra is the perfect place to put these skills to use while staying close to her roots. At the Monolith Committee, she co-led programs using an assortment of interpretive techniques with youth from various backgrounds and tailored her message and conveyed ecological problems and how they related to our audience. As a ranger with the U.S. Forest Service and National Park Service, she has engaged visitors of all backgrounds in tough discussions about appropriate behavior and leave no trace principles. Well, congratulations to you two rangers, and good job. Get out there and do nature's work. Another big job hired in the area. Saracoso hired a new English professor, Debbie Lynn Kinsler. Originally from the beautiful foothill community of Sonora, California, new English professor Debbie Lynn Kinsler is very excited about her new position at Saracoso, working for the English and Foreign Language Department. A self-confessed college dropout, Debbie Lynn says she got serious about college when her second daughter was 17 and applying for colleges. She asked Debbie Lynn, "When you were little, what did you want to be?" Debbie Lynn replied, "A college professor." "You know, you still can, don't you?" said her daughter. Inspired by her daughter's confidence in her, Debbie enrolled in Los Angeles Pierce College, and then transferred to Cal State Northridge, where she earned her bachelor's degree. I often say that it took me 25 years to graduate with a four-year degree, but what I learned from doing it this way is that it's never too late to continue learning. Debbie Lynn now holds an Associate of Arts in Business Administration from Los Angeles Pierce College, a bachelor's degree in creative writing from Cal State Northridge, a master's degree in English literature from Cal State Northridge, and currently a doctoral student of English literature with a concentration in American studies from Claremont Graduate University. After I completed my master's, said Debbie Lynn, I knew I wanted to give back to the community that helped me. So I returned to the community college environment as an adjunct instructor at a variety of schools, Ventura College, Santa Barbara College, Santa Monica College, and finally Bakersfield College. At BC, I connected with the mission and student-centered approach of the schools within the Kern Community College District and was thrilled at the opportunity afforded by Saracosa, plus my affinity for the Ridgecrest community after years of coming to the IWV to enjoy the endless off-road trails made the decision to come to Saracosa a no-brainer, and I am thrilled that Saracosa community is my new forever home. Debbie Lynn has been married to husband Stephen for 31 years, and together the two have two daughters, two sons, four dogs, two turtles, and two snakes. She loves the outdoor camping, hiking, dirt bike riding, though her off-road vehicles have four wheels, while the rest of the families have two. Congratulations, Debbie Lynn, on making her dreams of being a college professor come true. Saracosa is thrilled to welcome Debbie Lynn to the CCCC family. Quick little update from the Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue. Thanks to the many donations to the Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue, ESDR is sponsoring our special annual promotion for December. The fees to adopt a dog from the Inyo County Animal Shelter will be waived for the month of December. The fees include spaying and neutering and first set of shots. So that's all free. You can just go get a dog. Now is the time, ladies. For more information, visit the Inyo County Animal Shelter at 1001 County Road in Big Pine or call 760-938-2715. And on 12/7, the Mammoth Recreation Commission will have a meeting. And if you would like to see that agenda, it is listed at easternsierranow.com. So last up for the day, we are going to be talking about The Real Snow Report by Jason Blakey from the Mammoth brand. This is the Real Mammoth Mountain Snow Report for the first week in December. The crowds from last week, Thanksgiving, are gone, and Mammoth has been able to open a lot more of the mountain. Don't let your snow snob friends talk you out of hitting the slopes this week. It's fun out there. The conditions. The snow is fun and fast with a few icy spots. Coverage is pretty good considering we haven't had snow in a month. You can get some good turns starting mid-morning, and you might need to do some rock dodging here and there. The snow-making team at Mammoth has done a phenomenal job with opening a lot more of the mountain, too. It is looking pretty bad if you were hoping for snow. It is looking pretty good if you want sun and low winds. The best chance for snow in Mammoth Lakes is 2 weeks away, and it's only a 30%-ish chance. Things can change fast in the Eastern Sierra, so let's hope for a freak storm, but plan for sun and mellow daytime temps for the next week or so. Expect to see lots of sunshine with groomers that will be fun and fast. The newly opened parts of the mountain have really helped alleviate the parking nightmare, so it is much easier to get on the hill now. The next 2 weeks are a great time to visit Mammoth Lakes with Thanksgiving behind us and the Christmas rush starting mid-December. For the park report, the park crew has been busy adding new features. There are several jib lines from the top of Unbound Express to the bottom. If you have been looking for a little air time, a new small jump has been added. Snowmaking has helped with the conditions, and the park has a fun, flowy vibe right now. So, head over to themammothbrand.com, get yourself a sweater, because that's probably all you're really going to need. It's not going to be hot out there. Get yourself a beanie. He's got the best gear going by far. I am currently wearing my sweater as we speak. Head up there, get some turns in, and if you see Jason out there doing his thing, you tell him hi from Jesse. But definitely, head over to themammothbrand.com. That's where you're going to get all the best Mammoth gear this season. And pray for snow. All right, we're calling it good for today. Eastern Sierra Now, this is Jesse Steele. Make sure you head over to our YouTube, Instagram, and Spotify accounts. Like and follow and subscribe and tweet and flip and flop and whatever the words are for each of those things, because we have different content that comes out on different places. Bet you didn't know that. So go check that out. Again, Eastern Sierra Now, Jesse Steele. See you later.